Blessings to you and to those with you watching Clear Vision today with me. I'm Rose. I'm so happy to be with you, and we're going to get right into this powerful word and not let one second pass that we don't hear the word, because the word of God changes lives, changes everything. One word from God can change your life forever. It did mine, and I know it can you, and I know many, many people who have changed their life because of one word from God. So we're going to talk about what you're thinking today. What you're thinking, and I don't hesitate to use words like whatcha and gonna. Because I'm Eastern Kentucky, Appalachian Mountains, Italian girl and farm girl. And so it's okay for me to say whatcha and gonna and when ya and those kind of words. So we're going to talk about what you're thinking today, and we're going to talk about how you're supposed to think. And I'm speaking to you out of this book I'll show you in a minute that we've done called This Is It and 30 Days the Champion in You, which is a 30-day devotional. And I'm going to offer that to you in a minute. But I'm speaking out of those two books, the word in those books that God showed me and had me write. And this is the second principle of eight principles in that book. What are you thinking? What you thinking today? Okay? What you think is what you'll say, and what you say is what you'll do. God gives us proverbs. Proverbs are given to us as a purpose for teaching us how to think. Because how we think is what we'll say, and what we say is what we'll do. Amen? So let's look at what we're supposed to think about. You're supposed to think seeing yourself sitting victoriously beside Jesus, loving Him, being loved by Him, speaking with Him, blessing Him, being blessed by Him, being His blessing. That's what you're supposed to think about. Many, many things you're supposed to think about in God's Word, but let's just start with that one right there. See yourself sitting beside Jesus. See Jesus powerfully sitting beside you. See His healthy roots like a tree planted by streams of water. See His healthy roots, deep roots of positive, loving, victorious thinking setting into your mind. We don't realize how available the mind is to everything it hears. How you hear things is how you'll start thinking about them. That's why God teaches us to guard our hearts, guard our minds, guard our ears, guard our mouth with the Word. Because He knows that keeps us thinking straight, thinking victoriously, thinking successfully, thinking gloriously of Him, thinking lovingly, thinking forgivingly. Amen? Proverbs 1:1-5, the Proverbs of Solomon. David's son, who was king of Israel, given to grasp wisdom and discipline, to understand deep thoughts, to acquire the discipline of wise behavior, right standing with God in justice and fairness, to give insight to gullible people, to give knowledge and foresight to the young. A wise person will listen and continue to learn, and an understanding person will gain direction. All right, let's piece that out. Every day, you have the opportunity, you have the privilege, you have the choice to think in the deep, sensitive roots of God's love and victorious thinking. And when you're thinking something, it'll go into your heart. Then it sets down into your spirit. if it's of God. If it's not of God, it won't set into your spirit, because the things of God are the only things that can be in your spirit. So it will set down in your heart as a matter of anger, frustration, hate, unforgiveness, despair, discouragement. And those are crippling negative thoughts and crippling negative ways. They cripple you. Stop those thoughts. Take them account. Take them captive. Stop them and alter them and speak out nothing but positive, victorious words. Stop the crippling talk. Crippling talk has names. Names like fears, doubts, unbelief, worry, strife, anxiety, anger, hate, unforgiveness, selfishness, struggle, bitterness, frustration, defeat, despair, grief, sorrow, sickness, stress, depression, failure, death. Those are crippling thoughts. Can you name one thing I just spoke there that would give you victory? Can you name one thing that I just said right there? Fears, doubts, unbelief, worry, strife, anxiety, anger, hate, unforgiveness, selfishness, struggle, bitterness, frustration, defeat, despair, grief, sorrow, sickness, stress, depression, failure, death. Can you name one thing out of that that'll make you happy? No. No, you can't. These names, and they're names, and they carry negative, crippling thoughts. They breed negative, crippling thoughts. Thoughts breed thoughts. They're kind of like cats. Cats breed cats. They don't breed dogs. All breed crude, rude talk and cursed living. Crippling, selfish, defeated, despaired thinking breeds destroying, stealing, killing, talking tongues. Look around. I don't encourage you to turn on television and watch the news, but if you do hear it, you're going to hear crippling, selfish, defeated, despaired thinking, stealing, killing, talking tongues. And they're all negative, crippling names that fist fight continually in bondage in a sick, desperate prison camp called the Sure Cripple Training Center. If you've been trained to speak fears, doubts, worries, unbelief, strife, anxiety, unforgiveness, hate, anger, if you've been trained to speak that, and how you'll be trained to speak that is because you live around it. The world teaches that. The world trains that. World talk trains that. Natural talk trains that. People that think like that train that thinking. So all crippling names spoken excel in training to destroy richest love. That's what they're designed to do. That's what they're meant to do, is destroy God's richest love. Well, that can't be destroyed from God, but it can be destroyed in your life. Amen? God's things can't be destroyed from Him, because there is no possibility of that. He's Lord God over Satan, and He's Lord God over the world, and He's Lord God over you, and He's Lord God over your food, and He's Lord God over your car and over your computer. Oh, that computer. Oh, my gosh, that computer. If it does one more thing to me, I'm going to pitch it. That's death talk over your computer, beloved, and I have to really watch my tongue on that one. God wants you to understand that crippling, cursed thoughts are destroying invaders, trying to invade your heart, trying to steal your heart, kill your heart, cripple you. And they're highly trained and skilled to steal, kill, and destroy. That's John 10:10. Jesus said, "The enemy comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came," He said, "that you may have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows." Which side do you want to stay on? The crippled training, sure training center side, or the blessed beyond your dreams life side with Jesus? I've lived both lives. I lived that crippled, struggling, hateful, angry, complaining, fearful, despaired life. I lived it. Lived it for 23 years of my Christian life. Divorced more times than I'd like to tell you, and there's books out about it, so don't think you're going to find something on me and then nobody knows it. I always tell everything about myself so nobody has to tell it first. I lived that life. I lived the life of absolute despair. And I want you to understand that there is a way out of that for you. There is a life better than that for you. You are who God made you in His image. You are perfect in His sight. He loves you with all His heart. He has nothing but good planned for you and a future planned for you to give you good and never harm. Never harm. Never harm. God doesn't harm people so He can teach them His love and bring them out of it to show Him how much He loves them. That's absolutely ignorant talk. God loves you with all His heart. He wants you to live His blessed, safe, protected, abundant blessing, being His blessing, being His blessed life. I'm going to show you in a minute on a little program offer, two books I'm teaching out of this one. And when we come back, we're going to talk about healing, loneliness, and money. And I love you, and I want you to pay attention and write down the information and order these books that you're being offered, and then we'll talk more about the books too. I'm here to love you today. I'm here to be with you through eternity. I'm like the Lord. Whether you like it or not, you've got me through eternity. I think that's funny when the Lord told me to say that. But anyway, you just know that we're going to continue on after this little program offer. And I love you so much. I'm so happy to be with you today. See you in just a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living in victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
I'm so glad you stayed with me. And if you didn't start with me, then just catch up in just a minute and then watch the little offers that we give to you in between the segments of the broadcast and order the books I'm going to show you in just a minute. I'm teaching out of one of them called This Is It. And we're going to get into understanding when we are supposed to think like the Lord asks us to and expects us to, then we're going to live like He expects us to, which is blessed and be in His blessing. Whatever you need, sow a seed. If you need love, sow a seed. People call me and tell me, Rose, I just want people to love me. I just want to find a man that will love me. I just want to find a woman that will love me. Well, honey, are you being the one to love or are you being the one looking for love? Just go ahead and love people. And if you don't know how, then just keep watching and we'll show you. Keep calling the ministry and we'll show you. Lord knows how to love. In your hearing and in your natural mind thinking, in your talk, then your actions, if you're speaking the word, brings healing. Speak the word for healing. If you need healing, you speak healing scriptures. You don't speak scriptures on strength and courage to get healing. You don't speak scriptures on finances to get healing. You don't speak scriptures on healing to get finances whatever seed you sow, that's what will grow. I'm a Kentucky farmer here in Kentucky. I know you can't put corn out and think you're going to get green beans. I know some people who I said that to once, and they sent me a can of corn with a label on top of it, written in it, "You don't always get corn." Well, they needed to put in a straitjacket, because when you sow corn, honey, on a farm in rich soil, you're going to get corn. You're not going to get green beans and tomatoes. And you should expect corn when you sow it. When you sow seeds of love, expect that. When you sow seeds of joy, expect that. When you sow seeds of grace and mercy and forgiveness, expect that to come back to you in a harvest from the Lord. He wants to give you the harvest of the seed you've sown. He expects to give you the harvest of the seed you've sown. All you have to do is sow the seed. Well, where do you get the seed? He gives it to you. He gives you seeds of love. He gives you seeds of joy. He gives you seeds of healing. He gives you seeds of loneliness. Oh, Rose, how can you go off about talking loneliness? Well, loneliness is when somebody needs love. You need love when you're lonely. That's what you're needing. So sow seeds of love, okay? He gives you seeds of love to take on getting rid of the loneliness. That's where you get the seeds to get rid of that from. And joyfully, generously sow. Your attitude when you sow is critical. Critical to your sowing. If you sow joyfully and generously, you're going to reap joyfully and generously. If you sow sparingly and begrudgingly, you're going to have a less harvest and you'll reap it that way. I talk to people so many times that are never happy with what God has done for them, never happy of what He can do for them, never happy about what He told them He would do for them. I learned long ago, don't tell God what to do. He has a plan. His will is the same for everybody, but His plan to get to that will is different. My plan, I'm in my plan right here. This broadcast is a plan. Multimedia is a plan. This company I'm with here, Media Marketers, that's a plan. That's how God is fulfilling His will in my life, which is to honor Him and glorify Him. You maybe can't do television. You maybe can't travel all over the world. You maybe can't have an airplane to get somewhere. You maybe don't even have a car to get somewhere. But you are where you are, and there are people all around you. Everywhere you go, did you know there's people? I learned that by diving, scuba diving with my husband in the down in the Caribbean one time. He told me, he said, "Rose, just go right here and don't go anywhere else. Just stay right here in this little place right here." And I said, "Well, okay." And then the next thing I know, I'm way out somewhere, and I'm on some coral reef, fire coral, and it burns you, it stings you. And he told me, he said, "Don't go near that." And I'm out there on it, I've got my big fins and I'm pushing, trying to get off of it. And he comes and he says, "What are you doing? What are you doing out here?" I said, "Well, I wanted to see something out here." He said, "Rose, look around. Everywhere you look is something to see. Do you know how big the oceans are? How could you go everywhere in the oceans to see it all?" Amen? You can't do it. So you maybe can't go everywhere. Well, I'm going everywhere on television. I'm going everywhere on internet. I'm going everywhere by plane. I can go everywhere because that's the plan God has for me to do His will, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. You can do that by coming on board with the great rich ground of this ministry and sowing to God first. Okay, so you're going to sow seeds of healing for healing. You're going to sow seeds of love for love. You're going to sow seeds of money for financial blessings. If you're having financial struggles, do not sow to the Lord. Well, that doesn't even make sense. I can't pay my electric bill. I can't pay my water bill. I can't pay my house mortgage. Maybe you can't pay it because you're not sowing to the Lord so He can bless you and increase your seed and give you the money to sow it. I know what I'm talking about. From my own life, $4.5 million in debt one time. Wow, I won't tell you how it happened. There's no need of that. But it did happen and I didn't cause it. Well, I caused it because I wasn't smart enough to say no to some things. But here's the thing. There was no way to pay it. There was no way to work long enough. There was not enough lifetimes that would work it out. And God told me, here's what you do, Rose. You sow to me and I'll take care of it. Sow to Him first if you need money. Absolutely know when you sow to the Lord through this ministry, you are sowing into the richest ground. I know that because I know this ground. Just like I know the grounds on my farm. We have Maury silt soil there. That's the finest ground in the world, exception of the Nile of Egypt. And it is the richest ground for crops. We can have 3 cuts of hay in a year. We can have corn and soybeans when there's drought because it's rich soil and there's springs underneath the ground that feed that with the water. You've got to understand. You've got to listen and learn. And if you don't understand it, that's okay. God knows you don't understand it. He will help you and then He will do for you what He knows to do. You don't have to understand things for Him to know what to do for you. He knows what to do. He wants to bless you. And when He tells you to sow to Him, to sow love, to sow joy, to sow calm, to sow peace, to sow courage, to sow money, to sow trust, to sow time. What are you doing to help other people? You always talking about needing help. What are you doing to help other people? You have it in you, the love of God. He is inside you, loving you. He has prepared you. And what you don't know how to do, He'll give you the way to do it when it's time. You don't have to know how to do everything. Lord, when I started television, I didn't understand what in the world to do with it, and still don't. But I don't have to because I have wonderful people around me that know what to do. Nate's standing here sometimes laughing at me, and then sometimes he's just looking off, and I think, well, what is he doing now? And it doesn't matter because he's knowing what he's doing, right, Nate? Come on, Nate, speak up. He doesn't speak up. I want you to expect and require with every specific seed you sow, Father God brings you His richest blessings. Let's praise Him today that He provides love, joy, peace, calm, courage, strength, money, time, healing, health, divine health. Are you ready to live and walk in divine health? As I was coming up today, I was on the phone with a wonderful partner of the ministry. She's such a sweetheart, and she called me the first time. She said, I have a heart condition, and she was owning it. The doctors had told her so, and she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And we prayed, and she went back to the doctors, and they had no problems. There was no heart condition. God healed her. She called me today. She said, the doctor says that says I have no heart condition now says I have a lung condition. I said, no, you have a Satan condition. Not you, but enemies trying to make you sick. You're not the sick trying to get well, beloved. You're the well trying to be made sick. God wants you to know He healed you with Jesus completely. Completely made you whole, completely made you victorious, completely blessed you, completely gave you talent, completely gave you the mind of Christ, completely gave you courage, completely gave you strength. He gave you everything you need in Him. Everything. When you watch the little broadcast in a minute, the program, be sure to order this little book, 30 Days the Champion in You. It's 30 days of teaching, scripture, and praises. Wonderful book for you. And this other one, I want you to be sure I'm teaching from it today, called This Is It, and I'm going to be teaching for quite some time on this book because it's full of scriptures on how to live your life in 8 principles of God. And we've covered 2 of them in 2 broadcasts today while we've taped. This one today was on thinking. What you thinking about? Put your mind to Christ. Occupy Him with your mind. Let Him tell you what to do. Order these 2 books. Let us bless you. I'm sowing to you. I want to be blessed. I love being blessed. I love it much better than not being blessed, don't you? I'm Rose. This has been Clear Vision. And until next time, you just keep remembering, nothing's too big, too hard, too wonderful for the Lord. He loves you, and He can take care of whatever's happening.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Father, we thank You today that You give us the privilege to trust You. It's a privilege to honor You. It's a privilege to worship You. Yes, Lord, You give us the privilege. We don't have to do it. We get to do it. And I thank You that we have the privilege. Thank You, Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus, that there are those watching that You've drawn to Your presence and they're going to receive Jesus today. Thank You, there are those watching that have given their lives to You for years, Father, and they want more of You. They want more revelation of You. They want more understanding, more wisdom, more skill, more love. More. They want to know You greater. Father, thank You today that You're going to reveal Yourself to them greater than ever before. Thank You, Father, that You love us and You know us beyond anything we could even imagine. You made us and You own us and we own You. Thank You, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those who are watching, that they've received You and they're going to be greater and far more blessed than they've ever been. And those who know You, Father, they're going to know You greater. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, it's done already. And we give You praise and glory for it. Amen, amen. See you next time.